And that was a judgment that came upon him. And Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, he took a javelin in his hand, and he went out and did something that seems very harsh to us. He executed this man and this woman, and the plague that had broken out among the people was stayed. And actually, two lives are sacrificed in order to save a multitude of lives. I'd like to just add this word, a very practical word, that I think is a very logical application of the Word of God to our present condition. Now, there are a great many judges today that feel like that if you let a criminal off, and certainly that we shouldn't have capital punishment today, that means that we are very brutal and uncivilized. Now, why should judgment be executed? It hasn't anything actually in the world to do with the individual, because his life is ended the minute that he's executed. Why, in Israel, that ended that man's life. The judgment actually was not for him, friends. This idea today that capital punishment and prison doesn't reform a criminal, and therefore we ought not to have it. That never was the purpose of it originally. The original purpose of all of this was for the protection of other human lives. And when one is not executed, then hundreds have to pay with their lives. Today it's not safe in our cities because there has not been executions. Now don't tell me that doesn't deter crime. I've discovered that when a traffic officer writes a ticket, it'll slow you down on the highway. And don't tell me it doesn't slow you down. And this is a deterrent to crime, you see. And that is the purpose of it. And for that reason, in that day, this couple were executed that multitudes in Israel might be saved from this pollution that had broken out in the nation. And that is the reason, the logical reason for execution, by the way. When anyone is put in a gas chamber, electric chair, this idea that it's for them. I remember hearing the whimsical story about the man was asked to say something years ago in the West before he was hanged for a crime. He'd committed a murder, and they asked him if he wanted to make a statement. He said, yes. He said, I want you to know this is going to be a lesson to me. Well, my friend, that's not the purpose of it. It wasn't to be a lesson to him. It was to protect the women and children and the other men that were living in that day. That's the reason for it. Why don't we face up to the facts today in life? That somehow or another we are going to sacrifice hundreds of lives to protect one criminal. God doesn't do it that way, because he wants to save human life. And he knows how bad the human heart can be. And I tell you, when a human heart is wicked, and who can know the heart? Why, the heart is desperately wicked. That's what God says about it. Now, this was a great lesson that Phinehas, one of the ancestors of Ezra, had performed. Now, I spent some time with that because I think that's important today in this little book, Great Spiritual Lesson.